welcome a very special guest speaker tonight. He is the awesome lead drummer of David Bell's worship team, the one and only, the all talented, the Justin Timberlake lookalike, Michael Bell.
Get out of here, please. Where did my put? Okay. How are y'all doing? Come on. Spotlight, a dream for many a year. The leather jacket Jimmy's ever ready. Stage. Did I get a little more light up here? Is that possible? No? Okay, I didn't think so. Okay, before I get started, I have an announcement I'd like to make. I'm a really happy guy right now. This past December, I went up to North Carolina, and I proposed to my fiance, Micah, if we could get that picture rolling up there. Oh! That was my first fiance. That didn't really work out. There we go. Jennifer Thevis, if you could stand up. We're engaged. You could check out her awesome ring later. It's really cool. Thank you, Jen. Did everyone have a good Easter? Yes. Steven, did you have a good Easter? Okay. Did anybody do anything cool that they'd like to share? Anything? Me neither. All right. Before I get into my message, I'm just going to kind of recap what Matt talked about last Wednesday. Who knows what Matt talked about last week? The cross. Good, Tom. What about it? What about the cross? We need to daily die to ourselves and serve God. What does it mean to daily die to ourselves? It means that we put down our flesh, our fleshly desires, and we submit everything to God. Tonight, I'm kind of going to continue after the resurrection what Jesus said to the disciples and kind of what happened. If you could put the verse up there, Micah, this is kind of what happened after Jesus rose from the dead. It's Mark 16, verse 10 through 13. It says, she went to his former companions. Now she, that's talking about Mary Magdalene, just so you know. She went to his former companions. The companions are the disciples, okay? And now weeping and crying on and told them, when they heard her report that she had seen him alive and well, they didn't believe her. Later he appeared, but in a different form, to two of them, the disciples, out walking in the countryside. They went back and told the rest, but they weren't believed either. Just give me a sec. You gotta love Bill Miller's tea. Okay. Now, why didn't the disciples believe that Jesus had risen? Now, think about it. These are disciples. These guys have pretty much gone with Jesus everywhere since they were born. They went to the pool together. They went to the showers together. They hung out. They played basketball together. You know, these guys were really close. Now, Jesus wasn't just anybody. Jesus performed miracles. Jesus raised people from the dead. He healed the blind. He cast out demons. He healed lepers. Not leopards, lepers. So to the disciples, Jesus was pretty much like Superman. So why couldn't they believe he had risen from the dead? And the only thing I could think of, because the Bible didn't really say why, the only thing I could think of was this. When Jesus was being tortured and crucified and beaten, the disciples were there. Everyone was there watching. How many of you have seen The Passion? Okay, pretty much everybody. Now, I don't know about you guys, but for me, it was really hard to watch. I had to turn away like four or five times during the, you know, torturing part of the movie, which was pretty much the whole movie. Because it's really hard to watch, you know, you realize what God did for you, everything that he's done, and you know, it's just really hard to watch. And I think that when the disciples were there, I think they were probably thinking, okay, I know Jesus told us that he was going to do this, but I wonder if he really knew how hard it was going to be, how difficult it was going to be beaten and crucified. I wonder if the torture has even exceeded, you know, Christ's limits, what he thought he could take. So I think they maybe even thought he really died. He didn't know what, he wasn't going to be raised from the dead, because it had already been 3 days since he had risen. He's still not raised. And I just think that the disciples kind of doubted him, which in essence is what, how we really all are, because we're humans. We're not Jesus. We can only see so much, you know, because we are carnal minded. But Jesus loved us so much that he did all that for us. He chose to endure all that torture, all that pain, and everything. Hey, Dad, give Pastor Dave a thumbs up. Anyway, what happened after Jesus appeared to the disciples, which he did? He showed them the holes in his hands and his feet and his side, so they eventually believed him. But what happened after that? After Jesus appeared to the disciples, he gave them a commandment before he ascended to heaven. And I'm going to read you Mark 16, verse 15 through 18. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." I think that's pretty cool. Everybody turn to your neighbor, find a neighbor. Find a neighbor, it's usually the person sitting next to you. And say, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel." Okay, the title of my message tonight is Go. Now, this is a short message, but it's very powerful. Go ahead, Micah. Next. Okay, does anybody know what that stands for? TGC. What is the verse, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel"? What is that known as? The Great Commission. Good job. Okay. What is a commission? Commandment. Commandment. That's close. I looked it up on dictionary.com because I didn't really know the pure definition. And it is an authoritative order, a charge, or a direction. Now, we are here on this earth for two main reasons. One is to glorify God, and that kind of ties in with what Matt talked about last week, laying down our lives and submitting to him, taking up a cross and following God. And the second one is telling people about Jesus. Now, in the dictionary it says authoritative order. God's ordered us to share his gospel. It's not something that, you know, he said, you know, "You guys, do whatever you want, but, you know, occasionally if you have time, you might want to say my name a few times." Not on the basketball court, not playing volleyball, but, you know, when you're talking to your friends. No, God ordered us to share the gospel. Once we choose to become Christians, it becomes a responsibility of ours to share Christ with others. Amen? Okay. How many of us want our friends to go to hell? Raise your hand. I'm not raising my hand. I'm just raising my hand. Nobody, right? Nobody does. So why is it so hard for us sometimes to tell others about Christ? I have two reasons. First one is it's very uncomfortable. So many times we get uncomfortable with, you know, oh, I don't want to tell them about God. You know, I'm embarrassed, or not really embarrassed, but just like it's uncomfortable. You know what I mean? So I'm going to show a video clip. Now, this is an old film. This is a classic. Any Music Box fans out there? A couple? Okay. This is a movie about a man who lives in a city. City doesn't have a name. Nobody has a name. The man doesn't even have a name. But this city is a very sad, depressed city. There's no life, no joy, no hope. And this guy comes across this music box, which represents Christ's love, Christ's salvation, everything, you know. It's just a symbol. And it's up to him to decide what he's going to do with it, if he's going to share it with everyone or if he's going to keep it to himself. Go ahead, Micah. I thought that was funny. Nobody was laughing, so maybe I won't play the other two, but we'll see. Okay, pretty much that was showing this guy's really happy. He's excited. He found this new gift, and he got so caught up in how awesome it was that he kind of forgot, oh, yeah, this is kind of embarrassing. And I think that we're the same way. Sometimes we want to share God with others, but we don't because we just can't. We're too comfortable. We can't break out of our comfort zones and, you know, share Christ. And it's kind of sad because if you think about it, it's like people don't hear about God, our friends don't hear about God because we want to be comfortable. We want to enjoy life the way we want to. We don't want to make sacrifices and we don't want to reach out a lot of times. And that's really sad. Man, sad. Okay. The second reason why it's hard to share Jesus is fear. Timidity, fear, all that stuff. So, Micah, go ahead and play the second clip.
Employee of the month at the plant. Employee of the month. A fine honor, I think.
That's nice, dear.
Okay, thank you. I like that. Okay, now when he's talking about yesterday at the plant, he's referring to that's when he got the box. But as you can see, he chickened out at the last second and threw in that employee of the month thing. and that's fear. It's natural for us to feel fear when we're trying to talk to people about God. It's not something you should be ashamed of, but it is something you need to overcome. And the Bible is there to help us with that. There's a verse in 2 Timothy. It's chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Whenever you feel fear, just go to the Word, because there's always going to be something God will show you that will help you overcome that fear. I have one more clip to play. This one's kind of I just hope that you can get something out of it. It's kind of long, but you'll like it. Go for it, Micah.
Hey, you're not supposed to hoard it. Your gift. It was meant to be shared.
No, she wouldn't understand. Stop.
Hallelujah. 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 To the King of Kings. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. When God gives a gift, He give it unto you, not to keep or store, but to spread His joy anew. Then peace and joy will come, greater than you'll ever know. To the King of Kings. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Ask and it shall be given, given unto you. And when that precious joy have been given unto you, don't keep it for yourself. Share it with someone else. Share it in your home. Share with your loved ones. Share with your mother. Share with your father. Share with your sister. Share with your brother.
I think we get the point. Thank you. That was good, right? No? Okay. I want to leave you guys with a little thought, an analogy. Think of like a disease like cancer or AIDS or, cancer or AIDS. And you have the cure. You've come up with the cure. You're really smart, obviously, and you've come up with the cure. What would you do with it? Would you not do anything? Or would you want to tell somebody? Now, with this cure, you could save probably millions of people's lives. You give them the cure, and they're healed. But how much more important would it be for us to tell people about Jesus? I mean, that's the real cure for people's lives, not just physically, but eternally. You could save millions of souls, eternal souls. And that is why we're here, to save souls. So I just want to leave you guys with that. I just want to challenge each one of you guys to witness to somebody this week. Not just, "Hey man, I love you," but like, "Hey, Jesus died on the cross for you, and He wants to save you, and He wants to spend eternity in heaven with you." Jeez. Thank you, Lord. So I want to challenge you guys. I'm challenging myself. Let's witness to one person this week. We all have friends who aren't saved. We all know somebody who needs Jesus. So keep that in mind through this week, and let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this night. I thank you for what you're doing in this youth group. And check. All right, Lord, oh God, I pray that you just bless each person here tonight. Help us to understand why we're really here on this earth. Help us to know the meaning of you, and so that we can, when we talk to our friends, we know what to say to them. We know who you are. Reveal yourself to each and every one of us. And I thank you for everything that you're doing. Help those we witness to this week to be receptive to you, and so that we can bring many souls into your kingdom. And we thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you guys are awesome. I love you guys personally. And y'all have a good night, good week. Thanks.